Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed.
They're literally shaking pests.
What are they not? 585-252-9800. You can send us your unpopular opinions or hot takes this morning, you guys. So if you need to clear the air,
we're here for you.
We welcome it. Let's go over to Molly.
We're so here for you.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm convinced that married people aren't better at relationships. I think they just settled faster than most people. There, I said it. I don't know about that. I mean, the divorce rate is pretty high right now, Molly. Look at this text. You want to read it? Let me get to it. If my boyfriend ever made less money than me, I'd low-key lose respect for him. I know that's toxic. I just really don't care. There, I said it. Yikers. No wonder they didn't leave a name.
She's like, didn't we just talk about this? We just talked about this. Well, we didn't talk about that specifically, but learning what your significant other makes in a newer relationship last week.
Like, how soon should you ask them in the relationship? What do they make financially?
And it's people like that, you know, is the reason people wait so long. Because they're like, I don't want this relationship to end. But again, if that's the deal breaker, it wasn't the right relationship for you in the beginning. So from the jump.
Preach.
Period. And that's on period. It's a lot, you guys. But you're going to get through it. I believe in you. This person says, women are the worst drivers out there. There, I said it.
Damn.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Was that coming in from one of our female listeners?
Shots being fired. I would assume not. This person says, when people say that young people are doomed, it's not true. They just don't know. These baby boomers just don't know what it's like to live in this generation. There, I said it. Back in my day, I was working down at the local market.
I was at Kodak.
And I was making 90 cents an hour, and my mortgage was $3.
It was different times.
And it was tight. Okay, thank you so much.
I was a little triggered when someone who was definitely older than me had asked me why I didn't have a home yet. I was like, you know, it's not in the cards yet. You know, I haven't put all my effort these last couple of years into finding one. He's like, when I was your age, I was like, I don't want to hear about that right now. Let's go over to Jackie. Look at Jackie's text. My friend's business is trash, but I keep hyping her up because I don't want to hurt her feelings and I truly want her to succeed, but it's such a bad concept. I think sometimes we need to lie to people who are closest to us to protect them. There, I said it. I disagree, but what's the business? Text us back. We want to hear what the concept is, Jackie.
Yeah.
Come through. Josh says, hey, what's up, guys? I'd rather have a hot body than a stable relationship. Abs all day, baby. Okay.
Well, with that mindset, you never will have a healthy relationship. So thank you so much for the self-awareness this morning. This person says, loneliness isn't talked about authentically enough. And there's a lot of people that are silently facing this problem and nobody knows it. Loneliness is an epidemic.
Let me tell you guys something. Loneliness is a small price to pay for a lifetime of independence and freedom. And it happens to the best of us, but that's okay. You just have to come to the realization that even people who are in marriages, in relationships, have friends, all the friends in the world, even they're lonely. We all go through it.
Yeah. I think there's different spectrums for sure. Like, there's people who, like, just don't have any friends.
When was the last time you felt super lonely? Right now.
Not, yeah. I'm on an island right now. The only one in this room with a raspy voice.
Eric says, Moose and Breezy, it's Eric. Mine is that I judge people who work in retail in their 30s, and I know it's wrong, but I can't help myself there. I said it. Well, at least you're honest about it, buddy. Thanks for sharing. Beth says, anyone know when the McRib is coming back to McDonald's? Best sandwich ever. There I said it. Yes, best sandwich ever. Love corn syrup.
Mine for today is this, and I really shouldn't be saying it given what we do, but I just don't think they make songs like they used to. There I said it. The songs that were Y2K, early Y2K, just absolutely popping off, like those songs are the songs of our generation. And I just feel like nothing these days compares to the bops that were playing back then.
Oh, here she goes. She's getting up. Oh, she's going to twerk. Hey! Cyclone! She's got it. Oh, the pants are coming down. Keep your pants on. There's no undies on. Keep your pants on.
Oh, they just don't make it like they used to. They really don't.
I don't know what it is.
Baby Bash! Never to be heard from again. But that bop...
B.O.B.?
Slays.
What happened to B.O.B.? You know what I'm saying?
Airplanes is the best song of our generation. Truly. You can fight me on that if you want, but...
What was... Sometimes. You got it, Breeze. Gifted.
Higher than the ceiling. Am I in the recording studio right now?
I've come to the realization that I have a problem and I don't know how to fix it. It's not even an unpopular opinion as much as it is a cry for help. Last night, I spent an hour color coordinating my closet from light color clothing to darks, and I'm not even really sure where to go from here.
Like I said, guys, loneliness is an epidemic. It really is. It truly is.
Oh, Jackie's back. Let's get over to our friend Jackie. Hi. So my friend's business is she sells scented rocks for men. They're kind of like bath bombs, but for guys.
Right.
Except no one wants to buy rocks that smell like leather and barbecue. Oh, that's it. That's incredible. I love it, Jackie. I do love a good bath bomb. Yeah. Do me a favor. Get a hold of your friend and ask her if she has any that smells like the McRib.
You don't even own a tub.
A stand-up shower.
You putting a bath bomb in your shower is crazy.
Oh, my God. I have eucalyptus leaves hanging from the shower head. It's like, how am I single? You know what I mean?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Family Service of Rochester, who's a nonprofit organization, they abruptly closed four senior apartment homes, which left about 100 seniors searching for new housing. And among those affected was this poor 82-year-old woman, Jessie Neifert, who struggled to find a new home after being given a 30-day notice to vacate. Mm-hmm. Clearly, she's not the only one. When you give someone in their 80s and 90s 30 days to pack up their stuff and go somewhere, typically, they don't have a lot of options,
right?
Especially if they don't have family. And this woman's grandson, Michael, said she was left at a microtel in Macedon.
Oh, I know exactly where it is.
Michael, who lives in Wichita, Kansas, drove more than 1,200 miles to reach his grandma after receiving a frantic call from her. And he said hearing her voice gave him motivation for that 18-hour drive. Or during that 18-hour drive to get there as soon as possible. And the Department of Health had previously stated that Family Service of Rochester must remain open until the last resident is safely discharged. And however, Michael claims that his grandmother's situation is not a safe discharge. She needs assisted living like a lot of these people. She needs help using the bathroom. And then putting her in a place like that in the microtel is basically putting her in direct danger for her life.
Yeah.
So Michael said the Northfield employee who took his grandmother to the microtel prepaid for 3 days, but his grandma has no money because the nonprofit requires residents to sign over their Social Security benefits. And the nonprofit is continuing to receive her monthly checks. So Michael had found an assisted living facility in Kansas for his grandma, but he needs her benefits to help pay for it.
Right.
It's a messed up situation.
They're like, actually, Sally, we're just going to keep the benefits. She's like, what?
Here's what a spokesperson from the Department of Health had to say in a statement. The department is aware of concerns raised in connection with this matter. This is the subject of an open investigation, and therefore the department cannot comment at this time. We understand, we hear you, and there's nothing we can do. Yeah. How frustrating for the families and the people that are going through it, like this poor woman, Jessie, with nowhere to go.
Very, very frustrating.
What do we do with these people?
It's like low-key elder abuse, and also like...
Drop them off
at the Red Roof Inn.
Right, what? And it's also like, oh, well, she paid for the 3 days up front. Yeah, she used her money. You know what I mean? Like, she used her money that she's now withholding, which is insane.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I hope they're able to figure it out because right now, Family Service of Rochester is taking a lot of heat, as they should. Coming up on the show, parents, what would you do when your kids are constantly competing with each other? Michelle wrote in about her 14 and 16-year-old boys who literally turned brushing their teeth into a contest. Any of this sound familiar? How do you keep the peace at home? We'll get to your advice and read Michelle's message coming up right after the break.
IDPXY is free.
And always will be.
It's Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, or a dilemma they may be facing. And yes, you, the listener, could weigh in with any advice. Parents, what do you do when your kids are constantly competing? Because Michelle says her two teenage sons cannot stop trying to outdo each other. And she's really trying to keep the peace, but it's not working. 585-252-9800. If you would like to text or call in this morning, here's the message from Michelle. She says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you for reading this on the show. My boys are 14 and 16, and they cannot stop competing with each other. I mean, everything turns into a huge fight. Grades, sports, video games, who gets the front seat, who finishes dinner first. Their turn brushing their teeth even turns into a competition. They're 16 years old. The 16-year-old is going to start varsity soccer. The 14-year-old is going to start JV. And instead of supporting each other, it's this constant one-upping. I'll hear things like, at least I made varsity. And then the younger one snaps back, yeah, well, the coach only picked you because you're older. And it's exhausting.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week,
the
fight was over who did more push-ups during practice or who got more likes on Instagram. And they'll literally storm out of the room over stupid stuff like this. And I'm the one who's stuck playing referee every single night. I grew up with siblings. I know some of this is normal, but this feels next level. I don't want either of them to start resenting each other long term. Has any parents figured out how to deal with super competitive siblings without turning it into a household war zone? Any advice would be so appreciated. I love that she signed off with tired mom of two.
Yeah. She's like, I'm literally exhausted. I don't blame you at all, my queen.
Who's got kids at home that cannot stop trying to outdo each other? How do you keep the peace?
How do you keep the peace? What do you even do in that situation?
The sibling rivalry was big with me and my older brother, not my younger one. But
it was also awkward because you ended up in the same grade.
I don't know why you got to constantly throw shade at him for that.
No, I mean, like, he's older than you, but you were in the same grade. So it's like,
yeah,
that's.
Yeah. So he had to repeat kindergarten and then we went all through high school together. But I think the thing that bothered me the most was everybody thought we were twins, even though he was a year older. So when you're growing up and you're at a young age, you're constantly trying to find your own identity.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he could be like, well, I'm older than you. You're like, no, bro. Like, we are in the same playing field right now. Period. Like, you were. I mean, you aren't anymore, but I think that adds another layer.
I feel like it's worse. I don't know. Is it worse for boys?
I was just going to say, like, I think that this is a gender thing. Like, their masculinity is being tested. They're like, I did this. more.
I think girls do it too, 100%.
I think it's like, I think it's less in your face.
Yeah.
And it's more like catty behind your back. I mean, I'm sure mom of two girls is just breaking up fights about who's wearing whose clothes. It's not like, I did more push. Like, I don't know. That's not. It's just different.
No, I would say a lot of the fights between us were who's wearing whose clothes, too. Let's go over to Sarah.
And your dad.
I've got two boys, 13 and 15, and everything is a competition. Eating, video games, even who can get in the car first. And honestly, I just let them tire each other out unless it gets really ugly. So sometimes you just got to let it go, yeah? According to Sarah.
I just drowned him out.
Kathy says, I've got three kids, you guys, and the competition is exhausting. My advice is to stop keeping score for them. If you comment on who did better or who was faster, it just feeds the fire. Once I stop pointing it out, they've eventually stopped bringing it up as much. Yeah, so basically encouraging your children and lifting them up is no longer a good idea.
Sherry's here. She says, I have some advice for this mom. Invest in some loop earbuds and call it a day. Not a bad idea. Remove yourself from it completely.
Sweep it under the rug.
Put your earplugs in and let them duke it out. Hey, better you than me, you know?
Yeah, I don't see how that's helpful. Daniel says, I'm one of four kids, and I remember fighting over who could carry the most grocery bags in from the car. Yeah, we did that stuff too.
Also, this mom should fully take this and use it to her full advantage and manipulate the situation of who can do the most yard work. Who can do the most chores?
Who can take out the trash the quickest?
I mean, yeah, that's use it to your advantage, queen.
Stuff like this never really goes away. Even when you're older, there's still that competition. Yeah. I still have it with my brothers even today, but it's more on stuff like, you know, Madden on Xbox. It's not like who can run to the car.
We've definitely evolved a lot. It's just video games now. I'm like,
for a lot of guys, that's how it is. It's still friendly competition. You know, the rivalry thing is, it's always going to be there, I feel like. One person said, tell this mom not to panic. Sibling rivalry is normal. What worked for us is reminding them they're on the same team. Because what helps in our house is giving them a shared goal. If they both keep the peace for a week, we'll do like pizza on a movie night. Mm-hmm. And it just teaches them that cooperation gets rewarded more than beating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
collaboration
a good point.
Over competition. I always say it.
You never say it once.
I say it all the time.
Thank you guys for the messages on this. We appreciate it. And you know what, Michelle? You got to pick your battles with this one, clearly.
Yeah.
Because they're always going to want to kill each other. That's what brothers do.
That's what they do.
But teaching them to be on the same team, I think that comes with age. This is something that's just, it's a phase.
It's not something you're going to learn overnight. And they're definitely not going to learn it because you told them to. You know what I mean?
You're right, 100%. Thank you guys so much for weighing in. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning, PXY.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.